Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. So, by the way, Donald Trump, you got to love our president, our former president, and who knows, might be president again one of these days. President Trump is a man of the people, and unlike Joe Biden, who hides in his basement, President Trump loves to get out there and be with the people. And the president over the weekend was at Mar-a-Lago, and there was a wedding, as there normally are weddings at Mar-a-Lago. And the president was wandering through, and he was invited to say a few words at the wedding gathering. Is this not amazing? I mean, you're just, again, having your wedding, you're having the reception, and all of a sudden in comes President Trump. Well, let's take a listen.
You know, I turned off the news. I get all these flash reports, and they're telling me about the border. They're telling me about China. They're telling me about Iran. How are we doing with Iran? How do you like that? Well, they were ready to make a deal. They would have done anything. They would have done anything. And this guy goes and drops the sanctions. And then he says, we want to negotiate now. We're not dealing with the United States. They don't want to deal with us. And China, the same thing. They never treated us that way, right? You saw what happened a few days ago. It was terrible. And the border's not good. The border's the worst anybody's ever seen it. And what you see now, multiply it times 10, Jim. You would know how to handle it. He's the only one I know that might handle the border tougher than me. But we have to. And the tough is in the most humanitarian way, because that's what it is. What's happening to the kids, they're living in squalor. They are living like nobody has ever seen anybody. There's never been anything like what's happening. And you're going to have hundreds, and you have it now. They have the airplane photos, the shops, and they call them shops. And these things are showing thousands and thousands of people coming up from South America. And it's going to be, look, it's a disaster. It's a humanitarian disaster from their standpoint, and it's going to destroy the country. And frankly, the country can't afford it. Because you're talking about massive, just incredibly massive amounts, our school systems, our hospital systems, everything. So it's a rough thing. And I just say, do you miss me yet?
Good for you, Mr. President. And, you know, it's a great question. Do you miss the president? Do you miss this man? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, he's not wrong. As a matter of fact, President Trump suggested that he may personally go to the border, something that Joe Biden has yet to do. Meanwhile, this report just coming out. Now, keep in mind, this was said over the weekend, the president talking about how the crisis is only going to get worse. This report just came out a few hours ago on Axios. The Biden administration now projecting the number of illegal alien children coming across the border unaccompanied, in other words, no mommy, no daddy, could spiral to more than 16,000 this month, to as many as 26,000 in September. These are according to leaked documents to Axios. Until this month, the record was 11,475. But now they're saying that the projections are going to increase by the thousands. According to Axios, to give a sense of how out of hand the crossings are getting, the administration projected just a month ago that the figure for May would just be 13,000 illegals. Now, many of you live in towns and communities about that size. But the new estimate is not 13,000. It's 22,000 to 25,000. The Customs and Border Protection range for September is 22,000 to 26,000. Under any scenario, projections include a peak month that would double the record that stood until this month. So what does this mean? It means we are under siege, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Fox News, they gave me the heave-ho because I said that what we were facing was an illegal alien invasion. But how would you describe what is happening right now, where you have tens of thousands of people crossing into the United States of America without our permission? What do you call that? I call it an invasion. We used to fight wars over stuff like that. But nobody wants to have that conversation. And by the way, who exactly? Let's just take these 26,000 children. What kind of a parent would just dump their child off at the border and then turn around and go back home? Who does that? What kind of a parent would do something like that? But these are the kinds of problems we are facing right now at the border. And I'm telling you, the China virus outbreaks happening down there, unbelievable, folks. Simply unbelievable. Meanwhile, you've got Dr. Fauci, and he's out there giving the interviews. On Sunday, he said that all of you American parents, you need to keep your kids off the playgrounds because your kids just might get the China virus if they're going out to a playground. You know what, folks, this drives me bonkers. You know what they haven't asked Dr. Fauci? What about the illegal alien children? What about those kids? If it's not okay for American children to play on, I don't know, the monkey bars, what about the kids coming across the border? What do you say about that, Dr. Fauci? But they will not ask him those questions. They will not do it. And there's a reason why. You know, I remember back when I had to fill in as White House correspondent. And there were a couple of moments where you got invited to ask a question of the president. This is back when Obama was in the White House. And I'll never forget this. So they came to me and they said, OK, you need to submit your question to the president. I'm like, what are you talking about? And they actually required the White House correspondents to submit the questions in writing before the president will answer them at one of these press conferences. So nothing is random. This is all planned out. It's all plotted out, and I refuse to do it. Of course, the downside of that was I didn't get to ask a question of the president. But what's the point? What is the point of doing something like that if you can't ask the president an off-the-cuff question? It made no sense. And that's why they're not letting Fauci answer questions that are off the record or that are off the cuff. He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. Keep in mind, we have a China virus pandemic everywhere in America except for the southern border. Now, you just let that sink in for just a moment. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Do you miss our president? Are you ready for another 4 years of Donald John Trump? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
So Kamala Harris is very upset. Oh, I mispronounced her name. Is it Kamala or Kamala? I never can remember. Anyway, the vice president, very upset. She is still living out of suitcases. After all this time, she has yet to move into the vice president's mansion, which has been under renovation. And she's very, very concerned about this. And they're very disgusted. As a matter of fact, CNN is taking up the case of the vice president, saying that the couple has to live out of suitcases. Harris, along with her husband, Georgetown law professor Douglas Emhoff, is still ostensibly living out of suitcases, unable to move into the private residence reserved for the vice president because it's still undergoing renovations. Well, we all know why. It's racism. It's a situation that has left Harris increasingly and understandably bothered, according to several people who spoke to CNN about her situation. She is getting frustrated, another senior administration official noted. saying that with each passing day, the desire to move into her designated house, a stately, turreted mansion 2.5 miles from the White House, grows more intense. The Naval Observatory, which is where the vice president traditionally lives, built in 1893, undergoing a $3.8 million renovation. The renovations are taking longer than expected. Now, I know a little something about that. When we were renovating our Southern Command bunker, they told us it would be ready in just a matter of weeks. That turned into about 2 months. So I get that. Two administration staff with knowledge of the ongoing updates told CNN that Harris, who likes to cook, requested work be done on the kitchen. Well, that's a little sexist, don't you think, that one would expect that the female vice president likes to cook? Is that even allowed? I don't know. So anyway, it's a horrible thing. I mean, if you're vice president, you don't want to have to stay at the Hampton Inn. As much as I love the Hampton Inn, and as much as I love their breakfast buffet, the fact of the matter is that you get tired of living in a hotel. So I get it. But then I did a little research because my question was, where exactly are they housing the vice president of these great United States that she is so put out? Well, it turns out, ladies and gentlemen, that the vice president is staying at the Blair House, which is right across from the White House, right across Pennsylvania Avenue, and she is currently staying in a hotel in a building that has 119 rooms, 14 guest bedrooms, 35 bedrooms. So what's the big problem here? I don't understand the sense of entitlement here. And they've got to have a kitchen in there, so just point her in the direction of the kitchen, give her a pot so she can go make some soup or something, if that's such a big deal. But the fact that CNN had to broadcast this as a major news story is beyond me. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have the great Jason Miller with the Trump team on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Jason, good to have you with us today.
Todd, good Monday afternoon, and thank you very much for having me on.
You know, Jason, earlier on in the program, we played that terrific audio of the president making a guest appearance at the wedding there at Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize this president, contrary to what the mainstream media wants you to believe, is a very good-natured, fun guy who just loves popping in and surprising folks.
He really does. And, you know, I was at Mar-a-Lago a couple weeks ago when the president popped in on the dog rescue fundraiser to say hi to folks, and people were coming up and giving him hugs and wanting to take selfies and things like that. And you know what, Todd? He did not need a note card telling him on which people to call on if anyone wanted to ask questions. So big departure with President Trump and the current occupant of the White House.
You know, Jason, we had heard rumblings that the president may consider going to the border. Is that something that you are hearing? What can you tell us about that?
Under consideration. It's not imminent. We haven't actually gone and booked it and locked it in yet. But, you know, the thing, and I usually spend a couple days a week with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago and obviously speak with him daily. There's probably no greater issue that he's more concerned about right now than what's happening at our southern border. And, you know, it's I know the Biden administration wants to go and say that this is purely a seasonal thing. But when you reverse remain in Mexico, when you reinstitute catch and release, when you stop wall construction, and, oh, yeah, when you actually stand up there on the debate stage and issue the clarion call that you'll offer citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks, that is a signal not just to Central America and even South America, but to the rest of the world, as we see people from Yemen trying to get in, that if you can get inside the United States, you're not going to be kicked out. And so Joe Biden has a responsibility to say, no, you're not going to get amnesty if you come into the U.S. So President Trump's really concerned about this. We're talking through some different options right now. Again, we haven't booked it yet, but I know that President Trump wants to make sure that the Border Patrol and ICE, they have all the tools necessary to go and keep us safe.
I'm curious, Jason, what was the president's reaction when he saw how Biden is housing these thousands and thousands of children? I mean, side by side in these cages, it's just unacceptable.
Well, it really is. And I think President Trump views what Joe Biden is doing on the southern border as a disgrace. and the fact that we now have this massive influx of unaccompanied minors. And Todd, you hear the statistics that are thrown out there about the young women who are sexually abused on the trip, and the fact that these parents are sending these kids to the U.S. with nothing but a phone number so they have someone to call when they get to the States. It's really disturbing. And I think what's problematic here is that Joe Biden is so tied to the Democratic orthodoxy. You know, I've often said that for Democrats and amnesty and Democrats and illegal immigration, it's almost the same. They fight with it with the same fervor that Republicans try to defend religious liberty and the Second Amendment. This is so core to the deal that Biden has made with progressives. I don't think he's ever going to reverse course. I think they're just planning full speed ahead.
No, I'm with you on this, Jason, and I think it's part of a much broader plan to get as many illegal aliens into this country and on the taxpayers' dime as possible before the end of the Biden-Harris administration. To that point, Jason, Kamala Harris was chosen by the president, President Biden, to go down there and handle the border crisis, but her own spokesperson said the vice president is not doing the border. That's the quote from the Associated Press. I just can't imagine Mike Pence, not that he would ever do anything like that, but could you imagine what would have happened had he done that?
Well, you know, you make a really good point here, Todd, and that is there are two types of leaders in politics, those who run toward the sound of the gun and those who run away from responsibility. And as we saw with President Trump, he ran for the presidency, largely in part to go and secure our southern border, which he did. The other side of the coin, you have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who literally want to shirk every aspect of responsibility, if not full on say, hey, we want as many folks to come to the country illegally as possible, because that's what our progressive base, our open borders base wants. And I think what Biden and Harris are doing right now is unconscionable. I mean, it's not only is it bad for American workers. I mean, heck, look at the American workers who have been absolutely decimated by folks coming in and taking their jobs. But also think about the human lives that are being impacted because they think it's okay to try to come to the United States illegally. And it's a crisis, not just for Mexico and Central America, but for the United States as well. And it's the media slowly starting to catch on, but they've largely, given a blind eye to it.
We've got about 30 seconds here, Jason. Who do you think is really pulling the strings here? I mean, when you look at Biden and his performance in public, it's not reassuring at all. Who do you think is ultimately pulling the strings?
Well, that's another great question there, because as we've seen, Joe Biden can barely make up a flight of stairs without face planting. It's, you know, it'd be funny if it wasn't the leader of the free world we're expecting to stand up to Putin and Xi Jinping. I think it's probably Kamala Harris, who's really the power center within the White House, maybe backed up by Susan Rice and Cedric Richmond and a few of the other extreme liberals. But this is concerning, and it's playing games with people's lives. And I think the Biden administration needs to reverse course immediately.
All right. Well, look, elections have consequences, and Donald Trump said it was going to be like this. And once again, he's been proven right. Jason, as always, we appreciate the hard work that you guys are doing, and God bless you all.
And Todd, thank you for everything that you're doing. You're a beacon of freedom, and I know the president really appreciates your work. President Trump, that is.
Well said. Thank the president for us. Thanks, Jason. All right, folks, we got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. ToddStearns.com is the website. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. And if you missed the news that we shared with you in the first hour of the program, we are very excited to announce that the Todd Stearns Show has officially joined the Salem Podcast Network. So we're very excited to be podcasting alongside our good friends Charlie Kirk and Dinesh D'Souza. And you say, well, Todd, what does this mean? It means that we're going to have a much broader reach than we have had in the past. You're still going to be able to download the podcast free of charge. You can do that over at toddstearns.com. But we're just excited to be hanging out with some great American patriots like Charlie like Dinesh, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, hello America, and Larry Elder. So good people out there. Again, ToddStearns.com if you want to download the podcast. So there's a crazy story that came to us just a couple of hours ago about a Boy Scout who was involved in creating a memorial to the military. And this monument has caused all sorts of controversy from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Well, here to tell us all about this is a great friend of this program from First Liberty Institute, Jeremy Dice. Hey, Jeremy, good to have you back with us.
Good to be back, Todd. Thanks for having me.
All right. So Mikey Weinstein is the founder of Military Religious Freedom Foundation. What is the latest bee in his bonnet?
Well, he got really upset at the work of an Eagle Scout. And if you're getting upset about the work of an Eagle Scout, you may want to just stop and take stock of your life a little bit here, I guess. But a couple weeks ago, this actually started several years ago, when this Eagle Scout put together his capstone project to put a monument on a private plot in an otherwise kind of a cemetery, memorial cemetery that they have there in Monument. And he wanted to honor the veterans like his father, who spent their lives dedicated to protecting our freedom. So he raised private donations for this memorial. And on the memorial, he put a phrase on there. You know what it is. You'd be able to quote it better than I am, but it's there are only two people who've ever offered their lives for you, Jesus Christ and the American soldier. And because of that, and the fact that it had the seals for the various branches of the military on it, rather than saying, hey, way to go, Eagle Scout, really appreciate the work you've done here, or perhaps even, I don't know, sending a donation in support of this project, Mikey Weinstein instead went on a tirade against this Eagle Scout. Again, we're talking about an Eagle Scout here,
right?
You know, an 18-year-old, 17, 18-year-old kid who's trying to do right by his Boy Scout upbringing. And rather than recognize the monument for what it is, private speech of someone who's trying to do a patriotic thing, he calls this monument, and I'm quoting now, a wretched, unconstitutional dumpster fire. He calls it unconstitutional gambit or scheme to get the American military to endorse and validate the fundamentalist Christian nationalist message of supremacy, dominance, exclusivity, and exceptionalism of that memorial monument, unquote. A wretched, unconstitutional dumpster fire? This is what we're going to say about a memorial meant to honor the men and women who have served in the United States military, including this Eagle Scout's own father? And so what we've now done, and remember, this is a private memorial raised with private dollars sitting on a private plot
right.
of property. We have now, on behalf of the city of Monument, Colorado, sent a letter to Mr. Weinstein and asking him to do what he should do and any reasonable human being should do, apologize. You have slandered and just absolutely been insulting towards this young kid who is just simply trying to do a peaceful thing, a patriotic thing, in respect of those men and women who died
right.
serving our country. And instead, you've insulted him, and it's despicable when you're going to go against a teenager for doing such a thing here. Rather than applauding him, we're insulting him. This is crazy.
Now the young man involved, his name is Michael Carlson, and he is 16 years old. His grandfather was a World War II veteran, and his father served in Vietnam. And he got the idea of creating this beautiful monument, and it is just unbelievable, by his grandmother. His grandmother planted the seed in his mind, and a family friend found out that her company would be willing to donate $25,000 for the monument. I think the whole thing cost nearly $50,000. So they applied through grants through the VFW auxiliaries, and that's how all of this started. I mean, this is a big deal in the town of Monument, and a lot of people got involved, and the mayor, the city council, everybody praising this young man. And yet, Jeremy, you have Mikey Weinstein. And I know that you guys have weighed in on stories involving the MRFF in years past, but this is really despicable what they've done.
Oh, it's horrible. You're going after a 16-year-old kid and calling his capstone Eagle Scout project a wretched dumpster fire. I mean, how many other 16-year-old kids does this guy abuse across the country like this? And whenever I see anybody abusing a kid, whether he's 16 or 15 or less, I think the minimum thing we should expect from people like that is an apology. But when they go after a 16-year-old kid for simply doing a patriotic project as a part of his Eagle Scout project, I think it's all the more requiring that they offer an apology here. And so, look, again, this is private speech on private property. And I think it's perfectly right for the town of Monument, Colorado, to insist that Mr. Weinstein apologize for the massive insults he's made towards a 16-year-old boy who's just trying to do something to honor the men and women who have served in our armed forces.
No, well said, Jeremy. And again, this is why it's so important to have you guys on the case at First Liberty Institute. Have you heard back from the town yet? Have they decided what they're going to do?
Well, we represent the town, and the town has received the gift, and then it's private speech here. So it's on private property. It's kind of a convoluted mess. I won't work your way through all that. But the point is, this is a private monument within a private cemetery. It's the speech of this kid. And so on behalf of this kid, a resident of their town, they're saying, Mr. Weinstein, stop insulting a 16-year-old boy. Apologize to him for this. This was uncalled for. Even if you disagree with the message that this young man put together on this memorial, it is unbecoming at the very least to insult this young man who's just simply trying to support the military in one of the best ways he knows how. Here's a grandson of a guy who fought in World War II. His dad fought in the military as well. You're going to just keep on insulting this kid for his desire to encourage others to respect the memory of those men and women who have died serving our country? For goodness sakes. Mr. Weinstein, you can go against people like me, like my colleague Mike Baer. You can call us all kinds of names. We're grown-up adults at this point in our lives. Sure, go ahead and do that. You're going to go after a 16-year-old boy? I think that's just shameful. Why don't you apologize to the town and the 16-year-old kid? And I hope you'll do it as loudly as you did with the letter that you sent around the country insulting this kid for his efforts.
Yeah, good for you, Jeremy. And we're going to stay on top of this story, and we'd love maybe to get Michael Carlson on the program. Sounds like a really an upstanding young man who's just doing the right thing and honoring our military veterans.
Yeah, well, good on you guys, because, again, I think this is a kid who needs a lot of encouragement.
Well said. All right, Jeremy, thank you again. And where can folks go if they want to get more information on the great work that you guys are doing over at First Liberty?
Yeah, go to firstliberty.org, and you can read all about this case and many others that we're working on at firstliberty.org.
All right, good stuff. By the way, I've seen your videos, Jeremy. It's like the anchor man now over at First Liberty.
Well, I am, you know, my house smells of many leather-bound books and rich mahogany, so yes, indeed.
Wow, never thought I would hear someone from First Liberty quoting Anchorman, but there you go. All right, Jeremy Dice, ladies and gentlemen, when he's not in the courtroom, I guess he's down at the Holiday Inn in the Blue Room, so doing the stand-up there. Jeez-a-loo. All right, can you believe this story? That is just bonkers. So here you have a 16-year-old Boy Scout just wanting to create a monument to thank military veterans. And he's coming under attack from these godless atheists and just mean, mean-spirited. And as Jeremy said, Mikey Weinstein actually wrote that, and I don't know if Weinstein's an atheist. He's just a jerk. I do know that. And by the way, just because you're an atheist doesn't mean you have to be a jerk. But Mikey Weinstein called this kid's memorial a wretched, unconstitutional dumpster fire. Unbelievable. All right, folks, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Don't forget, you can sign up today, right now, for our all-new Todd Stern Show podcast over on the website. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
So Senator Ted Cruz led a delegation down to the border over the weekend, and he was trying to film video inside these cages where they're keeping thousands of children. And folks, I just cannot I cannot stress to you how horrible the conditions are inside these facilities. And as he turned his camera on, a Biden administration official, who looked just like AOC, by the way, she puts her hand up and she refuses to let Senator Cruz, you got some little urchin telling Senator Ted Cruz he cannot film. Take a listen.
Please respect. Please give dignity to the people. Please give dignity to the people.
So you work for the commissioner, your senior advisor. You were hired 2 weeks ago, and you're instructed to ask us to not have any pictures taken here.
Please respect the people,
because the political leadership at DHS does not want the American people to know it.
Please respect the rules,
you keep
sir.
Standing in front of the pictures,
please,
so you don't want the pictures taken. The rules are arbitrary,
please,
and they're designed
the
to keep the American
people
in the
dignity
dark.
And respect. That's all we ask.
Well,
dignity
no, it's
and
not.
Respect.
You're asking, is this
please,
dignity and respect? Look at these people.
Please give
there's
dignity
a
and
pandemic.
Respect to the people.
Let me ask you. There's a
I
pandemic.
I respectfully ask you, sir.
There is a pandemic. Is this respecting the rights of these kids?
I ask you. Please
are you respecting the rights of these
this
kids?
This is not a zoo, sir. Please don't treat the people.
You're right. And this is a dangerous place.
Please don't treat the people.
And your policies,
like this.
Unfortunately,
you,
are trying to hide them. I understand.
That's
you were instructed. When 18
I
senators came down here.
I ask you to please respect the people. Give them dignity and respect.
I respect them, and I want to fix this situation.
We all want
and
to fix this,
and the administration you're working for is responsible
anymore.
For these conditions.
Please respect the people with dignity and respect.
And
sir.
I ask you to respect the people as well. This
I am respecting
is not
you.
Respect.
I am respecting
is,
the people.
This is not respect.
I am respecting you. I am respecting the people. You know what I would have done if I was Senator Ted Cruz? Get out of the way, darling. Just shove her aside, Senator. Just shove her aside.
It's dignity and respect, dignity and respect, dignity and respect.
What was she said? It's not a zoo? Is that what she said? She said it's not a zoo. Well, you know what? If I were the senator, I would have said, then why are you housing these people worse than animals? Why are you doing that if it's not a zoo? I got to hand it to the senator. He had a whole heck of a lot more patience. Woman, get out of the way. That's what I would have said. I don't think that would have gone over well over at Media Matters. But sometimes you just got to say what needs to be said. So anyway, the senator on one of the shows, was it Bartiromo? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Senator Cruz talking about the border crisis is not a humane situation. Let's take a listen.
Well, they get between $4,000 and $6,000 per person they bring across the border. We are seeing an instance of more and more young males arriving with kids. When those kids are DNA tested against those males, many of those males are not related to those kids. And what the cartels are doing is they understand the weakness and the loopholes in the Biden administration's policy. And if a young adult male, possibly a criminal, possibly a gang member, if they want to come into this country, all they have to have is a kid. And so we're seeing the cartel members renting kids, renting babies, renting little children. Of course, many of those kids then are physically abused or sexually abused. And they're seeing those kids then coming multiple times with multiple different adults. It is tragic. And, you know, Maria, it's one of the things that's frustrating, because many Democrats like to pretend their open border policies are somehow humane. There is nothing humane about what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are doing at the border. They're subjecting kids to horrific abuse. They're endangering their lives in a pandemic by keeping them locked up in cages right on top of each other. And then they're releasing illegal aliens into the United States who are testing positive for COVID at a rate 7 times higher than the U.S. population. This is a humanitarian crisis. It is a health crisis, and it's a national security crisis.
You know, I was just thinking about this, Grace Baker. You know what else is not humane? That woman's voice down there on the border. Ooh, mercy.
That one just gives me a headache.
I know. Can we play a little bit of that again? Cut
oh,
three.
No, please.
Please respect. Please give dignity to the people.
Okay, enough.
Please
enough. I can't handle
I can't
it anymore.
Take it anymore. I've heard it too many times today.
Do you remember the Titanic, the movie,
yeah.
The Titanic with Leonardo DiCaprio, who was shacking up with the woman cheating on her fiance?
Of course.
Okay. So remember when the boat is going down?
Yeah.
And there's the big gun battle, and then the fiance, who was really. I know this is kind of a weird thing, but I felt bad for that guy.
Uh-oh.
They made him out to be the bad guy, but it's not like he was cheating on her. She was cheating on him.
Yeah, but he was a jerk to her.
Yeah, but not first. She was a jerk to him first.
Okay. We're getting into the weeds. Continue with your point.
But anyway, it's not like, so when Leonardo was turning into an icicle, I was not all that sympathetic.
Dang.
I'm just, and the other thing is, he really wasn't even supposed to be on the boat. I digress. So when they're going to the lifeboats, the jilted fiance becomes a bad guy when he does what?
He pushes in front of the women and the children and gets on the boat.
No. That's true. But how did he get onto the boat? How did he get onto the boat, Grace Baker?
Didn't he shoot somebody?
No, he did not shoot anyone. He pulled an illegal alien stunt. He grabbed a child. He grabbed a child, a baby.
And I remember now.
You remember that? I have a child. I have a child. Years. Come on through, sir.
Yes.
So to Ted Cruz's point, see, there is a point to all of this. To Senator Ted Cruz's point, if you show up at the border with a baby, they're going to let you in,
of course, like
they did on the Titanic.
I mean, who's going to turn away a baby? It's not the baby's fault.
That's right. Now, if the Titanic people had been thinking, they would have just taken the baby from the guy, but, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe that would have been in the sequel.
There's no sequel to the Titanic.
No, there's not. That boat went down. So there you go. Ted Cruz is absolutely right, though. I mean, you've got thousands and thousands of traffickers and very bad people coming to our border, baby in hand, saying, "Let me in. I have a child." And they have no idea who these people are. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. All right, coming up in the next hour of the program, very excited to have Congressman Jody Heiss with us. He is leaving Congress. He is running for the Secretary of State in Georgia. This is a big, big deal, especially in light of what happened in 2020 and the early part of 2021 with that debacle of a U.S. Senate race. We've got to get somebody in that Secretary of State's office who knows what the heck they're doing. Also, I was in Nevada over the weekend, and I was taking part in an incredible, incredible program about the U.S. Constitution and also gun training. And we're going to be talking with Rick Green, who organized the weekend. It's something they've been doing all over the country. That's going to be a fun conversation as well. Patriot Academy. And we're going to have a direct link to their website on our live show blog. It was a lot of fun. Met a lot of our listeners, too, out there in the middle of the Nevada desert in Pahrump, Nevada, that is. All right, folks, got to take a quick break here. Check up on the news, pay some bills, 844-747-8868, toll-free number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.